Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Sam Seegers helps you understand the signals your body is sending you so that you can move more comfortably in yoga, daily life, and when traveling. A cat lover and highly sensitive person, HSP, Sam encourages us all to understand how much more there is in doing less and being mindfully more. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're really welcome. I'm really excited about talking about our theme of highly sensitive people, HSPs, today. But what we'll do first is, do you want to just let the listeners know, what do you actually do?
I'm Sam. I teach yoga at Redcliffe Yoga and Massage. And I do a very gentle hatha, a bit of yin, some restorative yoga. But the key focus is moving comfortably and keeping yourself comfortably uncomfortable. So you're stretching both mentally and physically, and stretching your abilities, but at the same time, keeping yourself pain-free and avoiding injury. So working within that zone of comfortable discomfort, so you are actually moving mindfully and avoiding that mindless movement that does tend to lead to injury.
Yeah, I love that. Mindful movement. It's a great thing, isn't it, to take the time out. And I find with the yoga, just recently I've been away to a retreat and done some yin yoga, and it's lovely. Just lovely. You know, it was just really, really nice. I'm thinking, yeah, this is for me.
Yeah, I think the slowing down thing is so important in today's rushing, busy society.
Yeah, that's right. In society today, there's so much going on, isn't there? So much noise out there, so much chaos, and we need that time to slow down. And I suppose that's a bit of a reason why we're getting together today to talk. Is we're talking about how this affects HSPs, which is those highly sensitive people. So, I mean, what is your take on what is a highly sensitive person?
Okay. So a highly sensitive person, apparently we're 20% of the population, which when I found out, I was so excited because I thought, oh my God, I'm not crazy and I'm not the only one. So 20% of us have this innate setting, I suppose, that we are more sensitive to the stimuli out there. So if it's really bright, we might get headaches. We notice noises maybe earlier or repetitive noises quicker than other people. We maybe are sensitive to smells and textures. So, for example, in my case, woolen sweaters, I can't wear a woolen jumper. It makes me very uncomfortable straight on my skin. So in having that sensitivity, it's kind of a superpower. We are the canaries in the coal mine. We notice the poisonous smelling paint before it's poisoned everybody. We notice the noises earlier. So especially if you think about human history, when we were nomadic and living out in the wilds, if you could hear noises sooner, you could warn others as well. So it is great in that way. In modern society, especially, you know, recent, like the last 50 years plus, modern society where things have become busier, noisier, and through marketing and media, things are more in your face. It makes it a little more difficult for us sometimes to cope with that world. So we do need those things like the yoga, the time in nature, to bring ourselves back to ourselves and have that downtime. So I think it is something that is wonderful if we take the time to take care of ourselves properly.
Like for yourself, I mean, I gather there's different things for different HSPs. What would you say affects you the most? Like you've got your own business, you know, you've got to do marketing, you've got to be out there in this world that's, you know, so much stuff's being thrown at you. What are some of the things that you have come up against, you know, just with having a business?
I hate the telephone. I hate making calls. I hate answering phones. I get nervous when the phone rings, and I kind of get excited when it's one of those obvious interstate numbers that look like telemarketers and something, and I can ignore it. So there's that interaction with others, that sensitivity to what others are thinking. Will they be able to hear me? Overthinking is something I've had to deal with, and that's quite common amongst HSPs, because we're thinking we want everyone else to be comfortable. And if they can't hear me properly, how does that work? And so the mobile phone world, I found quite difficult coming into that because, you know, when I was a kid, we had landlines only. But also peopling as such. So I'm great one-to-one small group, but once it gets to larger groups, I find it quite stressful and overwhelming. I suppose, get busy myself within my brain. My anxiety levels go up, so I speak faster. I may not get the words as quickly because I don't have time to consider them before they come out. And I need a lot more downtime. So from the marketing perspective, talking in front of large groups, getting out and meeting people and spruiking my business to people I don't know, it raises my anxiety. But then on top of that, I then need a lot of downtime. So if I've had a full day workshop, for example, even though it's a small group and everyone is lovely and we're doing relaxing things, I need the next day off. So I can just, when I say off, I mean I need it to be people free. So I need that time. I might do some admin work or something like that, but I would avoid putting myself in a situation where I had several days back to back of full interactions with people. And it's not because people are bad. It's just because my mind is going so fast dealing with different people that I then need more downtime to recover.
Yeah, we hear a lot about introverts who get drained by being with people, and they, you know, get sick of peopling sometimes. They need that downtime, but it's more than that, isn't it, with HSPs? Because it's more, is that physically draining, it's emotionally draining, and it's psychologically draining, isn't it? So it's more than just I need a break away, you know, because yeah. I need to recharge. There's more than that, isn't there?
It is. And it's, your brain is the biggest energy using organ in your body. And if you get more sensations, so that information is coming into your brain, so at that point you're using more energy, then you're thinking about those things and how to either counter them or work around them or just trying to ignore them. You're then using more energy. And then quite a lot of us, not all HSPs, but quite a lot of us tend towards that people-pleasing aspect. So we're also thinking, how can we take care of others as we're doing that? So we're trying to make everyone happy while dealing with all those things around us. And so that need for the downtime, and we do tend to get more easily overwhelmed. It's just physiologically the way it is. And it's probably because of all that. This is a guess. I haven't seen anything about it, but I'm guessing because we use our, you know, our brains are constantly churning over things, that we're using a lot more energy.
And do you find that HSPs have a lot of those mindset issues that sometimes that we hear about, things like they might start getting beliefs, oh, I'm no good out there doing this stuff, and they start using their HSP as a reason why they might stop, you know, actually going out marketing their business or just even being out building relationships? How do you think it actually works for not just yourself, I suppose, other HSPs too?
I think, generally speaking, it's a little more difficult for those who don't understand that they are HSP or who don't yet know about being HSP, because they're still trying to fit in with that extroverted world or that 80% non-HSP world. So I don't think knowing your HSP will pull you back from it. I think once you know your HSP, you can look at the information online and start. There's an excellent book by Elaine Aron, A-R-O-N, And she wrote the initial book on the highly sensitive person. And there's resources from her, and there's other, of course, social media support groups and blogs and things that have excellent information, tools, hints and tips for living as a HSP. But then on top of that, the biggest issue would be more from a upbringing point of view. So if you're one of those HSPs who was always told that, oh, you're too sensitive, stop crying, you know, harden up, all of those kinds of things, you may see the HSP traits as a negative thing to have. So it would be then a matter of finding a group of people who either understand or support and get that whole, you need downtime, you are more sensitive to things, and that doesn't matter, and that's fine. So,
And do you find that the education is getting out there about HSPs? Because I know it's fairly new to me. I've only sort of learned about them the last couple of years. I know the traits, but it's never been named like HSP to me until then. Do you think it's actually getting out there more and more, the education of it?
I don't think so as such. But especially through social media, there is a lot more acknowledgement of those introverted traits. And given the number of people who follow those pages, I would say there's more appreciation of being introverted. Now, because I also in the last couple of years only learnt that I was HSP and have tried to learn as much as possible, I could say, yes, I have seen a lot more information recently, but I've been actively searching it out. It catches my eye if it comes through my feed. So I'm not really a reliable witness on that front. At the same time, myself and other people who find out they are HSP are sharing more.
Yes, so more people are happening, aren't they?
Yeah. So things are possibly spreading more in that way. And another interesting aspect that tends to come in is the comparison between cultures, because in some cultures, being sensitive is not seen as a issue you need to harden up over. It's seen as, oh yeah, that person's a bit more sensitive, that's fine, or it's appreciated just because of the way the cultures are built.
Yeah, I definitely think you're right there. Like with Australians, you hear it, and even with how we grew up, yes, you had to harden up, you know, don't be a sissy, don't, you know, be a crybaby, come on, you can do this, you know, fight through it. And then when you actually do become a fighter and you get out there, then you're told, oh, don't be too successful, come back again. So there's a lot of mixed messages out there, isn't there?
Totally. And it's really interesting because just in those last couple of years, coming back to myself more and finding if I am, you know, if I do say to people, look, if we watch this movie, I'm going to need tissues, you then find out maybe one or two other people in the room also will need tissues for that movie, and that's great. So you're bonding, you're meeting more people like you, and it's less of a stigma.
Yeah, the stigma is something that I've found. Like even when I first started out my coaching journey, you would hear about introverts and people would just think, oh, they're shy. You know, and people say, stop being shy, you'll be right, you can get out there and do it. But it's not shyness, is it? It's where you get your energy from. And so people are learning about introverts, extroverts, so that's getting out there.
Yeah.
Then you hear about the empaths and go, okay, there's such thing as empaths. And there's still that, I can see it in people's eyes, they still don't quite understand. If they're not an empath, they don't quite understand what that is. So I'm imagining with the HSPs, it's again the next level up, that we've still got to keep out there, keep educating people. This is a real thing.
Exactly. And as I said, 20% of the population are noticing a little bit more about everything, even subconsciously. You know, whether that's 20% more sensation of the, or 20% more of the population noticing that, you know, the sun feels hotter, we need to do something about it, or, you know, the noise is getting louder in the local area, we need to do something about it. And it's not until it gets to a certain point where, you know, it can be taken to that next level and actually have things done.
So if someone does think they're a HSP, and we've got that resource there that you said that they can do a bit of research on it now, but what are your tips, do you think, for somebody who is HSP, I'm just getting out in this world because I know there's so much going on. I mean, my clients, I try and bring balance into their life and using nature and stuff because it is a world of chaos and it is with so much stuff coming, you know, coming at us all at once. What are some of your tips?
Well, it's, again, depending on the individual, but generally speaking, the biggest thing for the HSPs I've spoken to and when I've seen things through social media and things like that, boundaries are the biggest thing. And setting those boundaries so that you get the downtime that you need. So I used to always push myself and wonder why I would sleep all weekend or needed a nap every day. While there were some, well, I suppose, biological things going on and, you know, vitamin imbalances, things like that. Once that was settled, it was still an exhaustion, a just need to stop. If I was working long days, seeing people for most of the day each day and interacting with them. So setting your boundaries, making time for yourself, starting to notice which responses cause or which inputs cause the overwhelm. Very sadly, I have noticed that dark chocolate does tend to push me more into anxiety, so I overwhelm quicker. And when do we eat more dark chocolate? When we're with friends and family, so parties, Christmas, and so it's adding more to that. So a day that is already quite busy and stressful for the average person, if you add that HSP layer on top, it makes it a little bit more, what's the word, challenging, shall we say? And then on top of that, to find that my favorite food makes me feel a little bit more stimulated when I'm already overstimulated. So working around things like that. So noticing what particular things are causing those things. I would also, like you said, getting out in nature. I would suggest that people find what they like doing, whether that's sitting by the beach or going for bush walks, or even just sitting somewhere shady under trees with a view and just taking that time to be by yourself, smell the earthiness, notice the beautiful scenery, and just bathe in that lovely natural scenery and freshness and oxygen to get out of the house, to get away from people a little, to give yourself that time. And also find, I don't want to say exercise, I want to say find your own yoga. So whether that's doing yoga so that you have the physical and mental downtime of bringing the fight or flight back towards rest and digest, or whether you like qigong or tai chi or fishing or bushwalking may be your yoga. So that thing where you breathe and you notice everything going on within your body and around you so that you can focus on your needs and take that time to switch off the brain, switch off the overexcited nervous system and bring your body down a level on that stimulation scale.
Yeah, I love what you've just said there because those tips are just brilliant. Even for people who aren't HSPs, you know, this is something that we all should be practicing because it is a chaotic world. We do get overwhelmed. We do get so much going on. And often the breath gets really short and you don't just stop and breathe. Exactly. You don't take in and be fully present with something and enjoy something. The joy goes out of life, I find, too, if you don't
do things. Yeah, exactly. And at that point you've brought up of the breath. And while naturally within yoga you do focus on the breath, so it is something you need to bring into, or when I say you, we all need to bring it into daily life. I notice when I work on the computer a lot that I start to, upper chest breathe. And then I wonder why I'm starting to feel anxious and overwhelmed. And then I'll go and play with the cats or go for a walk or something like that. And then I'm feeling much better. So getting those full breaths so that you are improving your vagal tone. Polyvagal theory is another thing we can probably go into another day. But the doing activities that allow you to breathe to the bottom of your lungs and to push all of the air out of your lungs, just so that you are using all of your breathing apparatus. And then within that gently moves the vagus nerve, which does tone you back down towards that rest, digest and repair direction of the scale of the nervous system.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love talking about this, and I could just keep going with you, but we're running out of time. But I would just love it if you could give us some place to contact you, because I'm sure people are going to want to know more. And thank you for giving us some resources for that, if we want to find out more about highly sensitive people, HSPs. But yeah, people want to contact you. Where's the best place?
Sure. Our website is www.redcliffyogaandmassage.com. Or if you search on Facebook for Redcliffe Yoga and Massage, you'll also find it. I also have a business page in my name as Sam Seegers on Facebook. So any of those points of contact would be perfectly fine. And if you'd like any information, I can send through links for books or the blogs and the other website that was really handy when I found out I was HSP.
Excellent, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been wonderful to share the knowledge base further.
You're so welcome. Igniters, having an appreciation of HSPs, whether you are one or no one, is so important to understand why people behave the way they do. I love how Sam encourages us to do less and be more mindful. If you want to contact Sam, go to her website, redcliffyogaandmassage.com, or find her on Facebook. For bringing about balance into your life, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.